In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I would like to focus my words on the words of John immediately following the reading, where he says, "Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did." So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers. They said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world." He told me everything I ever did. You can imagine how surprised the woman at Jacob's well was when Jesus did just that. Someone who could see through her like he, who could tell her every detail of the past, even though she had tried to hide it. Someone with a knowledge like this must be a prophet indeed. And she pursued it further. She asked him whether it's best to worship in Jerusalem and bring your sacrifices there, or to do it in Samaria. And he, as you recall, switched the conversation very quickly and clearly indicated it isn't a matter of where this is done, but it is a matter of the Spirit. A personal relationship of the sinner to God. That's what's important. And the more she talked with him, the more she became understanding and convinced. He indeed is a prophet. Not just a prophet. He indeed is the Christ. He is the Messiah, the very one whom God determined to send to redeem people from their sins. Who wouldn't be excited about something like that? Excited to know that God loves you in spite of all you did. Excited about knowing that there is forgiveness, even though there are many, many things in life that you didn't do the way you should have. That's something you've got to talk about. That's something you have to hurry back to town with and tell everybody. And she even forgot the water jar which she had come to fill. That wasn't important now, important as water was in her life and that of her family. But now let it be. I must return and I must tell the people, he told me everything, and that got me to thinking. That got me to a realization that he is somebody special. She must have been very convincing, because John tells us that many Samaritans went out to Jacob's well with her. They wanted to see him with their own eyes. They wanted to have an opportunity to ask him questions, to hear him speak, and they did. And they were so impressed that they said, "Don't leave. We want to talk more with you." And he stayed 2 days, and you can imagine how the conversation must have gone on and on as Jesus led them deeper and deeper into the truths of God's Word, describing God's will, describing how sinful human beings need the grace of a loving and forgiving God. convicting them of their own sinfulness and driving them to repentance, to see Jesus as their Lord and their Savior. Oh, what a thrill it must have been in their life, as it had been in the woman who came and told him about Jesus in the first place. And they turned to her and said, "We now believe, just like you believe. Yes, we believe because we have heard it with our own ears, and not just because you told us. He told me everything I ever did. There's much more to it than that." In your lifetime and mine, what could be more exciting than to know, yes, to be firmly convinced that God loves us in spite of what we are. He knows everything that you and that I ever did. The many wrongs. And even though we like to hide them and forget them, He knows and sees it all. The many good things which we could and should have done and we selfishly turned aside and turned away from the people who had hurts and pain and lived for ourselves. Oh, the more you think about it, the more crushing it becomes. But in spite of it all, God loved us. God came to us. God turned to us while we were yet sinners. God freed us from this burden and this guilt and made us His very own. Removes sin. Gives us a saving faith in Jesus Christ. Calls us by the gospel. Enlightens us with His gifts, brings us to the one true faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. "You are God's very own," He says. "I redeemed you, you are mine. No need to worry. He did it all. You're secure in Him." The joy of that assurance has no comparison. There are many things in life that bring persons joy. Joy over good health, good family and home, joy of a satisfying job, joy over the ability to have enough money to support a lifestyle and make sense. Joy over the successes as we achieve the things that we set out to do. Time after time, again and again, God gives us these experiences which bring happiness into our lives. But nothing can begin to compare with that joy which comes from knowing that we are secure with God in Christ. We belong to Him. Conscience clear. Sin removed. And that joy brings you to want to share. That's something you have to talk about. It's something that you thrill over again and again. And you want to tell other people. It shows in your face. You can hear it in the tone and the sound of your voice. You're God's redeemed person. You become excited about it. Or do you? It's hard in the dead of winter, isn't it, to get excited about anything. And yet this is something which can thrill you when day after day is cloudy and dreary and painful. Because God has reached down to you to bless you, to give you salvation in Jesus Christ. And you want to thrill about this as you focus on the tasks that are before you. And as you dig into the Word deeper and deeper in every opportunity that you get, your classes, your various courses, your private Bible study, your personal devotions, your worship with each other. These are opportunities which God gives you, as He did to the Samaritans then, to get closer and closer to none other than the prophet, the Messiah, the Christ, Jesus. And come to the conviction firmer than ever, He really is the Savior of the world. Your Savior and the Savior of all people. And with that conviction in your heart, you go forward more zealously than ever to prepare to tell the world what God has done to you. When He reached down into your life in His peculiar way to tell you everything you ever did, perhaps in the miracle of baptism, perhaps through the words of a family member, perhaps through the behavior of a friend or associate, whatever it was, that God did to bring you to Him in faith, that's the most thrilling experience that you'll never forget, and that for the rest of your days you will focus upon and go forward to share. He really is the Savior of the world. Amen.